Hi, this is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you live from the Gadget Show in Birmingham, England. I'm with John, one of the stars of the Gadget Show. John, you're perhaps one of the elder statesmen of the gadget world, if that's not too insulting.
No, the opposite direction.
what do you feel, really, in the years that you've been following tech, what's really made the biggest difference, do you think, to people's lives as we see it today?
Well, I suppose. I mean, it was there were a lot of things sort of happened around actually about 10 years ago, really, in terms of the fact that the miniaturization of handheld computing devices of one sort or another, which basically meant you could do things on the move, quite with masses of brain power at your disposal, and that had lots and lots of consequences in terms of ability to make images, to communicate, to transmit and receive information, and we're still sort of exploring the consequences of that in many ways. I mean, obviously a lot of it has already happened, but I mean, it's still yet to revolutionise, maybe say, the education business, for example. I mean, are we still in the future going to be always going to schools and colleges to learn, or are we going to learn in a more fluid and a spatially concentrated way? I mean, that probably sounds perhaps rather specific, but it's an example of one of the things which the full consequences of that haven't yet happened, I think.
Yes, and I mean, my daughter still struggles with her spellings, you know, not using pencil and paper, so, you know, you don't know what's going to happen going forward, really.
Yes, on the other hand, we might have a little bit of a marginal revival of analog gadgets as well, as people perhaps react against the revolutions of the last 10 years or so. So I don't think any of them then really become mainstream. You know, whether it's vinyl or film photography or whatever it is, they always remain a bit of a niche, but nevertheless an enthusiastically followed one.
Yes, and ever fashionable. You've got a very nice little bag there. Are we seeing technology really coming into clothing and wearables and all that kind of stuff now?
Well, I'd like to see more of it, actually. I still don't think it's revolutionary enough, most of it. Wearable technology is good for certain people, but it's still only measuring the same old, you know, same old stuff, your heart rate or how many steps you've done. Well, you're doing that with a simple pedometer 15 years ago or whatever. So
very much is about gamification still, isn't it? It's not really moved on to being genuinely useful, isn't it?
I think so. Something that actually measured how many calories you were consuming in real time or whatever, that might be that. But I mean, that requires some sort of new sensor technology that doesn't really appear to have been developed yet. I mean, that's how it wants to sort of frustrated is too strong, wants keen to anticipate a future that hasn't quite arrived yet in those areas.
Yeah, that's right. Well, John, look, thanks very much. I know other people are waiting for you, so thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.